right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm still talking about Republicans and conservatives. This is your time. And you know, those on the right who I know are listening, who call in constantly to tell me about the thugs that and the criminals that are, you know, in the Democratic Party, and they don't care about crime and all of those things. I wonder what they think when there are articles like this. Lawmakers on the January 6th committee ramp up their security as threats increase. So let's see if I got this right. Republicans who are on this January 6th committee, Vice Chairwoman Liz Cheney, a Republican from Wyoming, Chairman Bernie Thompson, Democrat, Mississippi, and many other members of the House that are trying to get at the truth of what happened in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, have had their lives threatened. In the past 24 hours, there had been an uptick in the number of violent threats against lawmakers on the House Select Committee investigating the January 20th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. So I've been listening to whining, sniveling conservative Republicans constantly talking about the threats on Brett Kavanaugh's life by one guy who said he was going to kill Brett Kavanaugh. And they're still talking about that. Well, the Democrats didn't say anything about that, and the Democrats support threats on United States Supreme Court justices' lives, and we've got to change the laws, and we've got to do all these different things, never stopping to hear, you know, this. They're talking constantly about that and blaming Democrats for making threats on the lives of Brett Kavanaugh. But here, on the other hand, many Republicans and conservatives, and I'm sure they're in that Proud Boy and other vein, have made threats on the lives of those Congress people who are doing what? Doing the will of the people. These people don't want the truth to come out and listen to some of the heinous things that these threats that these people have made. And yet these, how dare they open their mouths about criminals anywhere, when all they have to do is look inside of their own group, and they'll find real criminals with weapons, a cachet of weapons enough to challenge anyone other than the United States Army. The committee on Tuesday held its fourth hearing, which focused on efforts by former President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But listen to this. Over the weekend, Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican, revealed a letter addressed to his wife that threatened to execute them and their five-month-old baby. He warned that the political violence of January 6th was not an aberration, but a consequence of his party's repeated lies. Hey, Alan Kinzinger is a Republican. There's violence in the future, I'm going to tell you, Kinzinger said on ABC's This Week's program. And until we get a grip on telling people the truth, we can't expect any difference. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Jean from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jean, how you doing?
Good morning. You guys are a godsend to our state and to the area you live. I mean, what a gift for people to be able to get the truth and to have people who really care about our country and our state.
So, Jean, hold on a second. Listen to this. Here's the letter from Congressman Kinzinger, a Republican. Addressed to my wife, sent to my home, threatening the life of my family. The darkness is spreading controversy of cowardly leaders, fearful of truth. Is that what you want? And here's what the guy said. You are one stupid bleep. That pimp you married not only broke his oath, he sold his soul, yours and Christian's too. Well, this is, you know, it's one of those guys who's heavily armed because he can't read or write based on what he wrote here. Adam's activities have hurt not only this country, but countless patriotic and God-fearing families. Therefore, although it might take time, he will be executed. But don't worry, you and Christian will be joining Adam in hell too. We find it blasphemy that you name your son Christian. These are the people who are on the right. These are the people who call themselves patriots. And how dare they talk about, the people with Black Lives Matter and all these other people. These people are dangerous, and my fear is, so when they mail these letters, the FBI, the CIA, they should be able to track, it's easy to track these lunatics because they already know what groups they're in. I'm sorry, go ahead, Gene.
Oh, you're right on there. I mean, these people need to be locked up now. I mean, they are definitely...
Yeah, before they do something crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, we don't go around threatening people. Give me a break with violence and murder. I mean, come on. You know, the old Republicans are gone as far as I'm concerned. And they had some good Republicans back in the days. But this new group is a danger to the old Republicans. I mean, they'll turn their back on anybody who does not bow down and kiss the hand of, right now, their leader. But there's other leaders in that group. They're all standing in line to get anointed. This is sick. And I want to know who's paying for all this, because I got a feeling, you know, with chaos and fear and hate ripping apart our country, who's going to benefit from this? We're killing ourselves from the inside out. Nobody has to come over and have weapons against our country. They're weaponizing people inside of our country to go against their fellow Americans. And it is sick, and it is dangerous, and the people need to wake up, because it's on them. The people that are believing this malarkey is just nuts. So anyway, sorry, I didn't need to go on and on.
No. Listen. The political violence that is being threatened inside of this country. I was reading something the other day where Republicans were saying that if Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned, there's threats from people on the left that there's going to be violence. And I don't see that. I don't. There's no way that people on the left are going to create violence if Roe versus Wade is overturned. They're not like these people on the right. You know, the remaining hearings are likely to focus even more on the culture of political violence on the right. And even though we're talking about this, there are people on the right listening, but they won't respond to this. They won't respond to this because they want to hide from this. Fox News isn't talking about this. Fox News is still talking about violence from Black Lives Matter. And so they'll run and listen to that. But they won't listen to this because they don't want to believe that there are some rotten, hateful people in their groups that are as dangerous as anything outside of our borders.
Yes.
And more dangerous. So. Yeah, and more dangerous because they're heavily armed. And they're inside of this nation.
They don't want to take away those military-style weapons either, do they? I mean, that was just sick that, you know, that wasn't even brought in. Give me a break. You know, one gun, one load of bullets can take out a whole group of people, and it makes me sick that we even have those in our society. It's ludicrous. It really is. It's like in a bad dream.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Thank you, as always. Thank you for listening. Well, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, if you don't have the courage to separate yourself from the crowd, right? You know, and the crowd thinks for you. We've seen that before, where all of these people are led by one voice and how dangerous that is on either side of the equation. Well, you know, it's out there for everybody to see on the right. And yet they can't seem to separate themselves. It is a dangerous, dangerous time in this nation. And it harkens back to a time in this nation that many from my generation remember. The assassinations that took place in those 60s. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.